We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning far lines from the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Olam Yimka Adam Kol Mas Yesh Lo, a person should sell all his possessions, V'yisa Bas Talmid Chacham, in order to be able to be zoicha to marry a Bas Talmid Chacham. Why? Shem Meis, let's say Chasvam dies, a Goyle goes into Golus, Muftach Loi, Shabbanam Talmid Chacham, his children will be Talmid Chacham. Why? Because his wife comes from a family of Talmid Chacham, and she'll train her kids to be the Talmid Chacham. Ma'isa Bas Amaretz, he shouldn't marry a Bas Amaretz. Shem Meis, because if he dies a Goyle, one of Amaretzim, the children will end up being Amaretzim. Of course, we're talking about a girl that comes from an Amaretz family where they don't match of Torah. If they match of Torah, then you'll gain the same thing. Torah Bar Olam Yom Ka'odam Kol Mas Yesh Loi, a person shall all his possessions, Ma'isa Bas Talmid Chacham, and shall marry a Bas Talmid Chacham, a daughter of a Talmid Chacham. He used to beat the Talmid Chacham. He should marry his daughters off to meet the Chacham. Why? Marshal in ve'agefen, in ve'agefen. It's like two vines. Dava nor maskaba. That looks nice, mixing two vines together. But he used to basam aretz. If you marry a basam aretz, you shouldn't marry a basam aretz. Why? That's a marshal in ve'agefen, in ve'asne. That is a marshal for the vines of grapes that mix with in ve'asne, which are vines from thorn bushes. That's a dava kor of any maskaba. It's a disgusting thing, and it's not maskaba on people. So that's not the best thing to do. Tanu Rabbanan, Olam Yimka Adam Kol Mas Yesh Lo, Yisa Bas Talmid Chacham, person shall all his possessions and marry Bas Talmid Chacham. But let's say Lematzah Bas Talmid Chacham, you didn't find a daughter of Talmid Chacham that's for you. Yisa Bas Bele Adar, you should marry the daughter of the Gdolei Adar, which is Tzadikim, Anshin Maisa with Tzadikim, like Rashi says. Lematzah Bas Bele Adar, you don't find any daughters of Tzadikim. Yisa Bas Rosh Knesses, you should marry the Parnosei Ha'ir, the people who run the Beis HaKnesses. Because they don't appoint those people unless they're chashuva people. Loimatz abas rosh eknesias. He's abas gavit stalker, the head of gavit stalker, because usually he's a trustworthy person if he's the head of the stalkers. Loimatz abas gavit stalker. He's abas lion tonight because she marry the daughter of the cheder rabbeim. Lo yis abas amia ares. But don't marry in any shape or form. Don't marry abas amaretz. Why? Because shehin sheketz. They are disgusting. And it's the same sherets, and their wives are sherets because they don't keep mitzvahs. Obviously, told them Amaratz don't keep mitzvahs. But in the same way, Me'oro Sheikhim Mehema, and if you marry their daughters, it's like Sheikhim Mehema because they have no learning in them, so they have no heart to understand. They're like a Mehema. Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Amaratz also lechel basa. Amaratz not allowed to eat meat. Shinema Zois, Torah is a Mehema. If we dash like this, Kol Oisik with Torah, someone who learns Torah, Mut lechel basa Mehema. Wife, he's allowed to eat meat. Because she ain't no Torah. Anyone who doesn't learn Torah, also lecha basa behem wife. He's not allowed to eat basa behem wife. Now, why not? So the Rishonim, some Rishonim say in Mesechta Chagiga, the reason is because you're not going to shecht the animals well, and therefore it doesn't say fish. Just says basa behem wife, which needs shechita. Yeah, Amar should need it because he might not shecht the well. The Mashal is mashmak that here. Also, that's one pshat. The other pshat that the Mepharshim say is that what's the difference between a behema and a person? The maila behema of a person is that he can learn Torah. But if you're a ma'aretz and you don't care about the Torah, so then you're not better than a behema. You can't eat the behema, you're not better than a behema, therefore you can't eat a behema. And if you eat that, you wouldn't be able to eat fish either. Omar Rav Eloza, I'm a ma'aretz mutl neuch rebi avikpurim. I'm a ma'aretz who is dangerous for Klal Yisrael, like Tosfos speaks out the Ramaskav Yesh Oimrim. He says it's a matzav of kuach nefesh. You're allowed to kill an Am Aretz even on Yom Kippur, Shechalit, Shabbos. The holiest day that lands up on a Shabbos, you're allowed to kill this person on that day. L'noich, right? L'noich, I mean, you stick a spade through his heart. Omer Tamidav, Rebbe, Omer Shechta, why don't you say Lashon Shechita? Why use Lashon Noich, right? Omer Lehem, Zed Tom Bracha, Zed Tom Bracha. Shechita is a nice Lashon. Because Shechita on a Behema requires a Bracha. This Noich, right, doesn't need a Bracha, making a piece of the Vela. That's how you kill him, make him a piece of the Vela. Vamravalaza, Amaretz also lehislavos imoy bederech. Amaretz, you're not allowed to walk with that Amaretz bederech. Shenemar kihicha yechavarichimecha. It says about the Torah that the Torah is your life. Achayav loichatz doesn't care about his own life. He doesn't learn Torah, doesn't care about his own life. Achayav chaveru lekol shekain. He cares about your life, and therefore he might kill you. So never go yourself with Amaretz on the street. Om Rashmol Barachmeni Om Rabbi Yechanan. I'm a oret, mutl akroye kedai. I'm a oret, you let it cut him up like a fish. Om Rabbi Shmor, you're talking with Gabai. You cut him from the back because he dies right away if you cut him from the back. So you take care of an oret, you cut him from the back, you kill him right away. Tanya, Om Rabbi Kiva. Because she's the Amoritz. When I was Amoritz, or Akiva, we know, when he was 40 years old, went to learn and came from the biggest Tanoim we have. It says, when he was Amoritz, Amarti, I said to myself, Mi yitin li Talmud Chacham an Ashkenu, kechamar. If someone gives me a Talmud Chacham, I'll bite him like a donkey. Amar Tamido, he wants to show how Amoratzim really hate Talmud Chacham. Amar Loi, Tamido, Rebbe, Amar Kekelev, why is he like a dog? Why is he like a chamar? Amar Lehem, this person bites v'shever etzem, and this person, and this a chamar bites and shever etzem. This a kelev bites someone, doesn't bite the etzem. So he wanted to show his hate for the tamid chamim that he wanted to bite him like a chamar. Tanya hoyer me'omer kol ha'meis masibit la'maretz. Any person who marries off his daughter to Amaret, it's ki'ilu, you took her and you put her in front of a lion. Why? Ma'ari doris vayichol, just like Ari, he just pounces on the other animal and eats him. He has no embarrassment. When it comes to Tabia, mako boyol ve'in le'boishes panim. He's right away boil, and there's no boys respond him. You know, he's not mespayas first, like Tosfos speaks out. He's not mespayas his wife before beer. He's like a Ari. So if you marry someone to Amoretz, that's what happens. Tanya, if not that we needed them for Masa Maton, they would kill us. Now, what's pshat in that? So the Chokhmah Merak says, Pshat is because they need us, we need them for Masa Maton, we have a certain closeness to them, and therefore they don't kill us. Because they don't feel so meruchik from us.
Call from
Tony, Rav Chia, call Ha'isik B'Torah from Amaretz, Ki Ilu Boil Arusasa B'Fano. Anyone who learns Torah from Amaretz, it's like you will boil his Arusa in front of him. Shnema Torah Tzivlon Ha'isha, Marasha, what's pshat? So the Mashal says pshat like this. That when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, it was like an erison, just a kedushin. Now the nesuin is when you learn it. The Amoritz never learned the Torah, so it's still like an erison. So if you learn Torah in front of him, it's like you're taking his arusa and you are boil his arusa before him. And he's very upset about that. That's really his arusa. And he doesn't learn Torah. So it's like a boil arusa before him. Then it says the Gemara, "Gedolei sina shesoynim ami oris talmud chacham yisim es sina shesoynim rebchavim es Yisrael." Amoratzim hate talmid chacham more than God. I'm going to say yisim them, and the wives even hate them even more because the wives are home, and the wives of talmid chacham are home also, and they have more shayches, and they get there's more hatred, there's more jealous, and more hatred. Mashaking the Amoratzim, they're out in the fields, they don't have so much shayches talmid chacham. Tana, Shana Opiri Shayesim Gulam. A person who was once a Talmud Chacham and then he became off the Derech and came like an Amoretz, then he's the worst. They hate the Talmud Chacham the most. And Rashi says the reason is because they know how much the Talmud Chacham hate Amoratzim, so therefore they know that they're really set in class now and they hate the Talmud Chacham even more. Tana Rabbana, Shushadvar Nemav Amoretz. So six halachas said by Amoretz. First of all, Im Moishim Lem Edis. So Rashi learns means, you don't ask them to hear something to say Eidus. You don't accept Eidus from them. So the Rishonim asked that if you don't ask them to be Eidim, so if you don't have a Kabbal Eidus, why would you ask them to be an Eid? What do you need two things? So some say Ein Moishim Lem Eidus, not like Rashi, means that you don't make them into a Bezdin to accept the Eidus. That's what it means. You don't like make them as a third person on the Bezdin. But I think maybe say Pshat like this. Now, certain type of Eidus, they don't say Eidus. Let's say Eidus Kedushin. They just watch the Kedushin. So that's the first halacha. You don't ask them to be Eidus Kedushin. And you're also not a Kabbal for them to say a story happened. You're not a Kabbal for them to have Eidus. Another halacha about Amoratzim. Ve'im ha'gam lam soy, you don't tell them a secret because they don't know how to keep a secret. Ve'im ha'manam oisim ha'patropos al yisoyimim. And you're not a man of them ha'patropos al yisoyimim, which means to be a caretaker of the money of the yisoyimim. What's the reason? Because they might use the money for themselves. They're not careful with money. You don't let them be in charge of tzedakas. You don't go with them on the road because you're scared that the choshed they might kill you. Also, some say you don't. If they lose something, you're not machriz on the aveda. You don't give back the aveda. Tosis asks, how do you know that it was Am Aritz's Aveda? You find Aveda, how do you know it belongs to Am Aritz? So Tosis says, the case was, you saw a whole caravan of Aritz in passing, and something fell from them. So you don't run after them and say, whose is this? You don't have to give it back to them. You don't have to give back Aveda to Am Aritz. The Tanakama holds, well, not like the Asherim, he holds you do give it back. Why? Zimun the Nafik Mnei Zarim Aliyah V'Achalei. Sometimes Erev Am Aritz comes a tzaddik, and they will, in future, have this money. Shenema Yochin V'Tzaddik Gilbosh. You'll prepare it, and the tzaddik will have enough from it, therefore you do give it back. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, that there's certain things you go back, certain things you don't go back. And we said that one man the Omar says the shear is kebaya, and one man the Omar says that the shear is of a kezayis. Zok the Gemara. And what does it say? Who says what? It says Rav Meir says in our Mishnah, the both kachim and chamin is shear kebaya. And who says both shurim are a kezayis. So zok the Gemara. So it's mashmar amish. The meir amish. So the kebeya is chashiv. That a beitza, the size of a kebeya is chashiv. Now you have to go back for that. Rebbeinu says a kezayis and a chashiv even less. The size of an alim is also chashiv. Rebbeinu, I ask you a stira from Alocha and Hilchas Birkas and Mazon. Hilchas Zimun. At kamei mezamnin. What shear of eating you make a zimun? You make mezumen on and you have to bench. At kezayis. That's Rameya Shita. Rudama Kabeya. The Shir is Kabeya. So here you see Rameya says Kazayas, Rudu says Kabeya. And our Mishnah is the opposite. Our Mishnah Yam Sochim, Rameya says Kabeya, and Rudu says Kazayas. On Rav Yechem, Chalaf is a Shita. You have to switch around one of these two. You have to switch it around. Abayim Oyam Oytepach. Don't switch around. And there's no Shaykhis. This Shal going back has no Shaykhis to the Aloha of benching. Hostam Vikroya Pligi. By the Indian of benching, they argue in Psukim. Hachav is Svara Pligi. Here they're arguing in Svara. Hasam mekroy pligir emeis shava v'achalta zu achila. Says the pasuk v'achalta v'savata v'rachta. You eat and you get full on your bench. And he holds v'achalta zu achila. V'achalta means to eat. V'savata zu shia. V'savata means to drink. V'achila v'kazayis. You know, always in kol teri kula achila is a kazayis. Therefore, you have to bench on a kazayis. And it could be v'chayiv benching the rice. You have to drink. That's the mashma from this drasha. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's sad like that. You have to drink. The Ramah brings it down. Rabbi Yehuda Sava v'achalta v'savata means achila shespay svia. You have to eat enough to be full, which is more than a kazayis, the shear of kebaya. Ve'ezuzu bekebeitza. So the tchlokes in psukim, and it's mashma from these pashtim in the Gemara that according to Rameh is a chiv to bench even by kazayis the raisa, and according to Yehuda it's kebaya. Tosfos speaks out that it could be you have to be really full to have a deraisa. This might be only a smachta. But that's the Gemara is saying. It's totally in Psukim. That's why there a mayor holds a kazayis, and Rav Yehuda holds a kabeya. But here we're going back. It's not totally in Psukim. It's totally in Svara. Hacha b'Svara pligi. There a mayor of a chazarosay k'tumasay. Chazarosay is like tuma. Mat tumasay kabeya. Just like a tuma is the sheer beya. Af chazarosay kabeya. So also for going back, chashivas is kabeya. Just like tuma, chashivas is kabeya. So going back also kabeya. And Rav Yehuda says no. Chazarosik Isura, the Chazar is like the Isser, not Isura v'Kazayis, like the Isser is Kazayis. Av Chazarosik v'Kazayis, also Chazara is also v'Kazayis. Because he holds that's the Svar is that you go back to the Isser, Isser is Kazayis, if you have to go back for that, it's enough Chashivas. Tanya, Nosan Rehman, Zeh v'Zeh, Kishtei Beitzim, both need a share of two Beitzim to have to go back. L'Hoyd L'Chacham, L'Chacham were a Maida. Now, in our Mishnah we have another Shita, we have the Chacham who say, that basa kodesh b'kazayis, v'chametz b'kabeya. So you have to know why basa kodesh b'kazayis, chametz b'kabeya. The Gemara doesn't tell us what's the difference, why one's the other one. So Tosfos speaks out in Daf Mem Tesef and Aleph, the chiluk looks like this. Omer Iva, he says, Mefarash b'Yisham, Yisham explains, b'shem the basa kodesh, less lay takana v'bittel. There's no takana v'bittel. Therefore, achmir b'kazayis, you have to go back in b'kazayis. But chametz, really, you have a takana v'bittel. So we're machmir, tul kebeya. That's pshat nacham. So we have three shittas. Rameir that says kebeya because he holds you go like the sheer tumah. Yehuda says kezayis, that's the sheer issa achila. That's what you have to go back for. Chametz says a chiluk between basa kodesh and chametz because basa kodesh not shayach b'tel and chametz is shayach b'tel.